your phones. All right, let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 145. Who doesn't have a Bible? Who doesn't have a Bible? Keep your hand up. We're going to give you one. We'd love to get a copy of God's Word into your hand. So if you don't have a Bible, guys, if you can help out, thank you. Keep your hand up until you get one. And we might run out tonight, actually, but all right. Well, it's good to be with you guys tonight. Who feels a little awkward this evening? Who feels a little awkward? You don't normally sit with the person next to you. Who, put your hand up. You feel, just be honest. Let's just call it out. Who feels awkward? All right, here's what I want you to do. If you don't know the name of the person you're sitting next to, I want you to introduce yourself right now. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, introduce yourself. In fact, even if you do know who they are, introduce yourself, all right? And find out their name, find out their details, ask them what grade they're in, get to know each other. That's what tonight is all about. And we're going to talk. All right, everyone know each other now? That's good. We're gonna maybe run a competition later to see which team, listen, which team can name their whole team, all right? So we're going to, if one of the goals for the night, listen, is if you don't know someone on your team, is to get to know their name, get to know who they are, and the team who can recite, who we're going to pick a random person from your team, and we're going to ask them to name every one of their teammates. And whoever does that will get 1,000 points immediately, all right? So so just be mindful of that tonight. We're going to talk. Listen, we're going to go to Psalm 145. So if you've got your Bibles, turn there. And when you do, when you have that verse, put your Bibles up. All right, if you're there, put your Bibles up. Psalm 145, verse 4. We're going to wait for some. If you're not sure where Psalms is, it's in the middle of your Bibles, all right? So if you go halfway a little bit, then you'll be around where you need to be. All right, who else? No one's got Bibles? Who needs to grab their Bibles? Go get your Bibles. Go get them. Go get them, quick, quick, quick. Psalm 145, verse 4. Psalm 145, verse 4. We're super, super organized tonight. All right, love it. Psalm 145, verse 4. Okay, I'm going to read it, and you follow along with me, and this will be our message tonight. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. You know, one of the best times of my life was when I was a kid and when I was a teenager. And I say that because, surprise, surprise, I was a kid and I was a teenager at one point in my life. All right, who understands that? Right? We all understand that. And we all understand that if God is gracious to us, He lets us just continue on in life. And one day, you're not going to be the age you are now. You're going to be a different age. Some of you teenagers, you can still somewhat remember when you were one of the impact kids maybe. You sort of look at them and maybe you've got someone in your group and you're looking at them like, I was one of them. And kids, let me tell you that for some of you, you may be thinking, what's next? Guess what's next? Maybe the person next to you and you're like, that's next? You're going to be them one day. And here's the thing that we need to recognize, that in each generation, each season of your life, God wants to work in your life. The reason why we have Impact Kids and Impact Youth is because we believe that God can work not just when we're adults, but when we're kids. You know, I was saved when I was 7 years old. At 7 years old, I understood the gospel and I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet I knew that one day I was going to be a teenager and I'm going to have to choose to follow God. And you know, there's something about the faith, something about Christianity, something about the things that we know from the Word of God that we have actually a responsibility for, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're talking about passing on the faith. One generation shall praise thy works to another. And I'm going to demonstrate that tonight. I'm going to have the greatest rivalry on earth. Who knows what that is? Who knows what the greatest rivalry on earth is? Who is it? No. That's not a rivalry. We know who comes up on top every year. Hey. Roosters versus Broncos. That's not a rivalry. Roosters have won way more championships. But you know what it is? It's boys versus girls. All right? That's the greatest rivalry ever. So what we're going to do, we're going to have a relay. We're going to go boys versus girls. All right, so leaders, help me out. I want you to pick two boys from high school and two girls from high school, and then two boys from primary school and two girls from primary school. All right, quick. Give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3. Leaders, come on, help out. All right. I want the boys team. Listen, boys team on this side. Boys team on this side. Girls team on this side. Girls team. Girls team on this side. Girls. All right. We need 4. We need one more. Oh, there you go, Chloe. Do we have boys? 2 boys. Jabez, choose. These two? And... Oh, there. All right. Wow, I love it. Great. Okay, here's what we're going to do. All right, we're going to run one at a time. We're going to start on the corner over there. Go in the corner. Girls. We're going to start one at a time. We're going to start on the corner over there. And we're going to run around these 2 sets of pews, okay? So these 2 sets of pews. So you're going to run down the side of the building first, run to the back, and then down this aisle, and then back and pass on, what do we call that? The baton. The baton to the corner. Corner. There we go. One at a time. You got to go down the side of the building first. Okay, ready? Oh, who's going to win? Boys? Yeah. Girls? Yeah. Hey, boys. Ready? Who's going to win? Yeah. Boys or girls? Go. Now pass it on. Oh, it's close. Boys win. All right. Pass. Give it back. All right, let's give it up for the boys. And let's give it up for the girls. Well done. Great effort. Good job. Who's tired running from that? Man, I was tired just cheering, but I'm glad I didn't have to run. But you know, the reality is that life is like that. One day, today, you get to hold something in your hand. You get to hold life. But also, if you're a Christian tonight, you get to hold the faith. And you know what? You're not always going to run. There's going to be a time where you're going to have to pass it on. And the relay, what's important was the only chance that your team is going to win is if you purposely pass on the baton. Now, someone could have run four laps, but would your team win if someone ran four laps? No, because that's not how it works. You know, I think sometimes when we have this mindset that we're at a certain age, and you know, there's more generations here than what we saw. There's some of you, I think I'm the oldest in the room. I'm willing to admit that. Okay, I'm the ultimate unk, is what you call it, but okay. I won't mention that, Jana. I won't mention that. I'm the eldest in there. Anyway. So, listen. But you know what? There's people older than me. All right? What do you call them if I'm the unk? Anyway, but listen. There's generations. There are those who've run a little bit more of their lap than you have. And you know, all of us have a responsibility to pass something on. And some of you young people, teenagers here tonight, need to wake up to this. Some of you need to realize that you're running. You know, one of the clearest illustrations or pictures of life that God gives us in His Word is that we're running a race. But you know what? You don't run the race for yourself. You run the race for the Lord, but you run the race to pass something on. That's the point of the verse that we read today. One generation shall praise thy works, but notice what the Bible says, to another. There's a transfer, there's a passing on of something that's valuable, something that is only you can only hold in your own hand, but you've got to pass that on to someone else if we're truly going to see winning, if we're truly going to see success, if we're truly going to see something that matters continue on. And I want to tell you that the only reason you're here tonight is because someone ran their lap faithfully and they passed on the faith to you. Someone told you about God. Someone told you that the Word of God is important and it's one of the most important things that you could carry with your life. And I want to tell you that sometimes we have this idea, listen, kids, listen, teenager, that, you know, it's just the adults that have to run. No, you know, as soon as you get saved, you're running. As soon as you're the one that God has entrusted with salvation and the message of the gospel and the truth of the Word of God, listen, you're running now. You're a participant. You know, the Christian life is not someone watching the stadium of runners. No, you're the runner. Hey, who just had the athletics carnival recently? All right, who likes the athletics carnival? Who won at least a ribbon? Who wishes they won a ribbon? All right. But you know, there's a prize to be won, isn't there? That's why we want to get involved. And listen, when it comes to the Christian life, there's a greater prize. There's the eternal rewards. But the greatest reward actually is to successfully pass that baton of faith on. And I want to teach you that tonight because I think here's what I'm afraid of. I think sometimes we're looking around and here's the problem. We think we're just running for ourselves. We just think that, you know, some of you young people, that it doesn't matter if you're listening or not. Yeah, I'm looking at you. It doesn't matter if we're just sort of in it or not. We think no one else really cares or no one else really, but you know what we observe? It is how you run your race will really very much determine how those coming up behind us will run their race. You can either give them the lead or you can give them a disadvantage by your poor example, by your casualness to the things of God, by coming in and not really being involved and sort of just going, it's someone else's responsibility. And I'm saying to you tonight that if we're going to have any hope for God to continue to work, there has to be one generation who'd be willing in their time to just stand up and actually do something for God and wake up to the reality that they actually have a responsibility today, not just a responsibility tomorrow. And I want to give you three things this evening. You know, we could all be separate tonight. I'm glad. Hey, great idea. I love that you're all sitting together. We could sit according to age. We could sit according to grade. We could sit according to, you know, musical preferences. We could sit with, you know, sit with the people that were born in the same month. You're sitting with your animals tonight, right? But all mixed. You know, that's really the picture of what the church looks like. I know we're just dealing with youth and kids tonight, but you know, very quickly you'll be the guys. Some of you who were up here, I know some of you feel like you're still the teenager, right? But you're not. You're not anymore. You're now a young adult. Some of you, you're not even a young adult. You know what's, when you're not a young adult, you're just an adult, all right? You don't even have a description. Isn't that sad? Like, I can't even call myself a young adult. I'm just an adult, you know? But one day, God willing, by His grace on your life, you'll be the adult. And you might still feel like you're 18, but you're not. You might still feel like you're the 11-year-old, but you're not. You're going to be the adult. And you know, how you pass on the faith, that's actually what's going to matter. How you pass that on and what you do with the faith, that's actually what's going to matter in your life. And you've got to be mindful of that. And tonight, I will tell you that the Bible doesn't say this. It doesn't say one generation shall complain about another. You know, sometimes the attitude is, oh, I don't want to, they don't, no, they're just kids. Listen, they're just, you were a kid too. And someone cared about you. I'm so glad that when I was a kid, someone cared about me enough to sort of just hang out with me a little bit, to sort of take notice, to understand that, you know what? What I do matters. The Bible doesn't say that, you know, one generation shall criticize another. Sometimes we're critical, we sort of tease and we sort of make fun and, you know, we forget we were that age at one point. But the Bible does say one generation shall praise thy works to another. You see, tonight I want to give you three things. Firstly, the Bible gives it to us in verse 1, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. And you know, there's a word there that describes one. He says, I. And here's the first thing I want you to understand tonight. You need to receive the baton. You know, you can't run until you have the baton, right? Would it have been weird? We know what a relay looks like if all four were running and only one was carrying the baton. That's not how it works. No, you pass it on, then you run. And listen, when it comes down to it, kids, boys and girls, teenager, it's about you receiving the baton first. Before you can have a testimony, you've got to firstly have a personal relationship with God. And I'm telling you, faith can't be secondhand. You have to take the baton. You have to understand what the message is. And tonight, I want to give you an opportunity. Maybe you've never put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you've never understood the gospel. Maybe you've thought the gospel just means because I belong to that family or I go to that church. No, that's not what the gospel means. The gospel is personal. You must receive it. You must take it into your hand. You must understand that Jesus died for you. He shed his blood and then he was buried and then he rose again for the salvation of your soul, for the sins of all people. And tonight, you've got to understand that you've got to receive the baton. See, faith can't be secondhand. Yeah, listen, kids, your parents may come to church. They may love Jesus, but listen, they can't trust Jesus for you. You've got to trust Christ as Savior. And teenagers, your youth leaders may pray, but your youth leader can't have your prayer life for you. You can borrow someone else's Bible. You can sit in your usual seat. But listen, you must accept Christ yourself. You've got to personally receive the truth. And you know, the Bible tells us that then God's work can be your testimony. See, once you get saved, what God wants to do is start to work in your life. You know, you might look at me tonight and, you know, I'm nothing. Well, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be who I am without Jesus Christ. I wouldn't have moved to Brisbane. I wouldn't be up here and doing the talking. And some of you go, I'll never do that. I was you. I never thought I was the most shy, introverted kid in the whole church, in my whole youth group. No one would have thought I would be pastoring a church. I would do the preaching. No one. But you know who did? Jesus did. And when I got saved, I didn't become perfect. God started to work in me, and bit by bit, God moved me to where I am today. I owe God everything. But listen, that started with receiving the baton of faith, receiving the gospel. And tonight, if you're holding on to someone else, that's not how this relay works. You must receive the baton. You must then, secondly, run your part. Because here's the awkward thing. Imagine if the next person, let's say it was Malachi, because they were way ahead when Malachi got the baton. No offense, girls, but listen, the boys were way ahead. We helped you. We tried to, you know, disrupt them a little bit. You know, this disruptor stuff, I don't get it. Anyway, but imagine if Malachi thought, whoa, we're way ahead, and he sort of thought, you know, it's time to take a nap. And he could have taken the baton, but if he was lying down and then didn't run his part, what would have happened? The girls would have caught up and they would have beat him. And then eventually they would have been disqualified. Why? And what happens is, as valuable as the baton is, it stopped because someone didn't run their part. And listen, some of you've been saved long enough that you understand you're meant to be running. You're sort of just, you know, you're just sort of, that's someone else's. I don't want that. Someone else do that. But listen, you need to run your part. The Bible tells us, and we won't turn there for the sake of time, but the Bible tells us that David served his generation by the will of God. You know what God's will is for you? Some of you teenagers, you ought to be mindful of the will of God for you. But the will of God for you is to run your race, to run your part in your generation. You're supposed to, in your generation, be faithful. And you know what this world needs, what this church needs, what your family needs, is you, your generation, to run faithful, to run with this, with an attitude that this matters. You see, it's really possible to have a head full of the stories that we know about from the Bible, the stories of God, without actually living a life that pleases or praises God. The Bible tells us one generation shall praise thy works to another. See, praise is about living. Praise is living a certain way and letting your actions speak about the truth of the Word of God. You could be full of the knowledge of the things of the Bible. Some of you memorize more verses than me. Some of you know all the stories. Some of you know the order of the books. But are you running? You know, you come to church and you'll hear a sermon and you'll some of you've heard so many, you already know what the preacher's going to say. But what are you doing with it? Some of you teenagers, listen, you've grown up in church and yet you're dead. You sit there and you won't sing and you won't get up and help. You know a lot. You know more than me, but you won't. I'm telling you, I'm telling you because we care about you, that you've got to run your part. You've got to understand that actually it's not going to work if you're not just, you're just sitting there. And our response ought to be that God is worthy, that I'm going to do something because God's entrusted me with this life and God has entrusted me with this salvation, with this faith. And I'm reminding you tonight, teenagers, younger children are watching you. They're watching how you're acting in church. They're watching if you're there. They're watching if you're going to open your Bibles. They're watching if you're going to sing. They're watching if you're going to serve. They're watching if you're going to just be all in. But if you're standing there and you're too cool and you're too nonchalant and you're too all of that, listen, you need to wake up to yourself. And those things don't matter. What matters is that you run your part. And I'm telling you that there's an influence that you have. And I'm not giving you that to crush you. It's not a burden that's designed to crush you. We're supposed to be an example. There's a verse in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in your words, in your conduct, in your worship, in your kindness, in how you run your part." You're supposed to be an example. How's your example? But kids, listen, you should be paying attention because one day you're going to get to. And guess what? There's always someone younger than you. Some of you grade sixes. You think, oh, I'll just wait till I'm in. No, listen, take it seriously now. There's a preppy watching you. What does your life say about your faith? And that the preppy's watching you. There's always someone younger than you. And kids, you can run your part too. Your part right now is to be a kid. And guess what? You get to come to Impact Kids. You get to come to Kids Life. You get to open the Bible, memorize verses. And you get to do that. You get to have all of that fun. Hey, listen, don't just waste it. Okay, one generation shall praise thy works to another. But here's the last thing is thirdly, relay the baton. Meaning this, you do have to pass it on. You know, in the relay, again, the team that won, they were able to successfully pass on the baton, right? And so as those ran, there had to be someone that they needed to pass it on to next. And again, those words, "one generation shall praise thy works to another," there's a transfer. You know, we're not just supposed to just have this, sometimes we have this attitude that the Christian life's just private. No, it's not. It's meant to be lived out so that others can see, so that others can take. You're meant to tell them what God has done. Hey, when was the last time you spoke about what God's done in your life? We're talking about God's works. What's God doing in your life? Has there been an answered prayer recently? Is there something that you learned? Hey, you kids, there's things that you can learn. There's things that you can pass on. You got to give them something. Show them what God has done. How's your life? What does it tell to others? You see the baton isn't passed only through words. It's actually passed more through our life. You know, I want to tell you that the reason why I love serving God was because I had great examples. I had men and ladies in the church who they just lived genuinely for Christ. They had fun. They just had the best. They had the best spirit. I had parents who just lived right. They always I couldn't doubt in my mind that what they thought about God was real. It's your actions. And you need to come alongside. You know, your life gives weight to your words. Some of you young people, some of you teenagers, you keep saying you're a Christian. Hey, how's your Christian life? How are you living it? Your life needs to give weight to your words. You need to walk alongside. And children, listen, kids, you can pass it on too. But it starts with you deciding that actually the faith matters enough to take it seriously, to actually just take it hold of it and hold it like it's precious, hold it like it's treasure. You know, you could be an example to maybe a younger sibling. Maybe you can be an example to someone who's at school. Maybe you invite someone to church. Maybe you want to try to help them. Maybe you come alongside them. Maybe there's someone that don't really have friends. And you could just sort of buck the trend and actually go and befriend someone. You know, that's a godly thing. Listen, each and every one of us, we get to run our part of the race. But here's the deal, only you get to run it. Someone else can't run it for you. You're here now. You know, you ever wondered why you weren't born, I don't know, in the 90s, the greatest era to ever be, right? Some of you are jealous. You're like, I wish I was 90. No, tough. But you know what? You get to live your life now. You have today. By God's grace, you'll have tomorrow, but what are you doing with it? Are you running? Have you taken the baton? Have you received Christ as your Savior? Are you owning the faith? Are you willing to run? Do your part? And do you have a mind of, who am I passing on to? What example? You know what kills churches? You know what kills Christianity? Is when one generation drops the baton. You know, it's tragic. I've watched a lot of Olympics. Is when they're running and they sort of drop the baton. They don't value it. And you know what kills Christianity? You know what kills the faith? You know why our country and the Western world is suffering? Because there was a generation that dropped the baton. Oops. But you know what? When it comes to the faith, there's no whoops, it's a decision. And tonight I want to challenge you to decide that actually the faith matters enough to me. That first of all, if I'm not saved, I'm going to get that right tonight. I'm not going to laugh around and, you know, I love having a great time, but when it comes to it, we want to decide for God. When it comes to it, we're going to have a great time tonight. I'm not going to keep you all night. We're going to go play games, and you're going to have food, and you're going to have all of that. Well, what matters tonight is what you decide with the faith. Are you going to receive the baton? Some of you, you've never done that. I'll tell you, tonight's the night. Some of you, teenagers, I want to talk to you particularly. You need to just sober up a little bit. Think about what example you're setting. And start to look at these younger ones and go, you know what? I wanna pave a path for them. I wanna get in my head. I want them to go on my momentum. I want them to say, wow, living for God it's exciting. Wow, living for God is worth it. But you only get that opportunity once. But you've got to decide. See, there's no whoops. It's like, oh, I accidentally dropped it. Listen, you stop deciding. You stop surrendering. You stop taking it seriously. You just thought someone else will do it. Listen, only you can run your race. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have heads bowed, eyes closed. No one's looking around. You've listened well. I know I've been a little confronting this evening. I'm passionate about this because I just know it matters. Heads bowed, eyes closed. No one's looking around. I'm going to ask the leaders to help me here. We don't need music. We're going to have a time of prayer. And here's how I want you to pray tonight. So listen well. I want you to pray tonight, firstly, that God would help you to have a heart of unity. Meaning this, you're not just going to sort of not care about anyone else but yourself. You're going to care about others. You're going to care about those that are around you, regardless of how old they are. You're going to care about those who are older. You're going to care about those who are younger. You're going to care about those who are in your age group. You're going to start caring about how you're living your life so that you can be a better example for them. And then I'm gonna ask you to pray that God would help you to live for God now and to live for Him in the future. Guys, we don't need that right now. We won't need that. So here's what I'm gonna do. Listen well. I'm gonna have the kids, and I'm gonna ask the leaders to help, the kids' leaders. I'm gonna have the kids stand up. Kids, stand up. No one looking around. If you're an Impact Kids, I want you to come to the front, and I want you to find a leader, and I want you to pray with them, okay? So come on up. Come on. Find a leader. Leaders, help out. Leaders, help out. And we're just going to pray. We're going to pray for unity. We're going to pray that God would help us to get alongside those who are younger, those who are older. We're going to come alongside, and we're going to be one generation, one church. And we're going to care. And then we're going to pray, God, help me to live for you now and help me to live for you in the future. So the kids are going to start. Teenagers, heads bowed, eyes closed. No one looking around. And teenagers, I want you to listen. I don't know where you're at with God. I don't know where you're at. And you leaders, you go ahead. You just start praying with your kids. I don't know where you're at, but here's what I want to tell you. You're older. And your example matters. And how you treat God and how you treat church and how you treat the things of God, it matters to others. Here's what I know. It encourages me when young people do right. It feeds me. It helps me hope. Here's what I know. When I was younger, I looked up to teenagers like you. And so much of what I know about God was because it mattered to them. And some of you need to wake up tonight and realize that actually your inactivity and your casualness, there's something, there's an effect. And some of you need to break out of your selfishness and you need to get back to just being with God and being real with God. And maybe you're here tonight, you're not saved. That's okay, but we'd love to show you from the Word of God how you can know. We want to show you how you can know Jesus is your Savior. And so here's what I'm going to do in just this little while. If you're real, and if you want to make a difference in your generation, you want to serve God in your generation, then I'm going to ask you to just quietly come up, and you pick a group and you start praying with that group. All right, so right now, go ahead. If you're real, come on, you young people, come on. You find a group, you come on. Come on, you come up, you find a group, and you just say, I'm going to pray with these, and I'm going to be real. I'm going to just serve God in my generation. And God helping me, I'm going to continue to just serve God, and I want to see this younger group continue on. Come on, come on. And you leaders, come on, help. We're one generation, one church.